Calling all parents and teachers. It's time to rep Kid News and check out some partner brands and products we think you're going to love. Since it's an election year, how about a kid's book on voting? Or colorful ideas for a spring refresh of that messy homework desk? Plus, there's always fun Kid News swag. Moms, dads, guardians, and teachers, go to starglowmedia.com/shop to check it all out. If you're listening on a podcast platform, you can also find the store link in the description for today's episode. And don't forget, subscribe to Starglow Plus to skip the ads on all your favorite Starglow podcasts. Happy listening!
Good morning and welcome to Kid News. I'm Kim. Today is Thursday, March 28th, 2024. And we begin with the Easter Bunny forced to fork out a little extra cash to fill those baskets. According to CBS News, the world is facing the largest cocoa supply shortage in more than 60 years due to West African cocoa farmers struggling with bad weather, disease, and failing crops. Reuters is reporting that some African cocoa companies have stopped or cut processing because they can't afford to buy beans. What does that mean for chocolate lovers? Likely higher prices or shrinkflation in the form of smaller chocolate bars, with dark chocolate taking the biggest hit due to its high cocoa concentration. The problem could be minimized if demand for chocolate melts, but on the eve of Easter, which is this Sunday, chocolatiers say, not a chance. Basketball phenom Caitlin Clark is taking March Madness to a whole new level. The Iowa Hawkeyes guard surpassed Kelsey Plum's record to earn 1,113 points in a single season Monday night, the most in Division I college women's basketball history. Caitlin is also the only player to have two back-to-back 1,000-point seasons, according to the Bleacher Report. The game was a huge deal for the Hawkeyes as their win against 8th seed West Virginia earned them a bid to the Sweet 16, their third in 4 years. The women have today off, but the men's Sweet 16 begins tonight. Despite several early upsets, all four number one and all four number two seeds are still standing. The first four games start around 7 Eastern tonight, with the next four and the women's first four on tap for tomorrow. The little tree that could has finally met its match. Stumpy, a well-known scraggly Japanese cherry blossom in Washington, D.C., is on a list of trees scheduled to be cut down in the coming months to shore up seawalls along the banks of the Tidal Basin Reservoir near the National Mall. According to NBC News, water pouring over the walls has created unsafe conditions for visitors as well as the trees, as cherry blossoms don't do well in water. Stumpy's trunk is now hollow, and as one visitor put it, the tree is dead on the inside and alive on the outside. Stumpy leapt into the limelight during the pandemic when a Reddit user likened its sad condition to his love life. The tree became an instant sensation, attracting visitors lining up to take pictures, with even more now coming to say goodbye. All is not lost, though. The Park Service has plans to take clippings from Stumpy to create future Stumpy clones, and the tree's wood will become mulch that will surround the remaining trees in the National Mall. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has announced his running mate. Nicole Shanahan, a California attorney and entrepreneur, will join the independent candidate as his vice presidential pick in his bid for the White House. Kennedy says he and Shanahan will work to unite the country and give voters an alternative to President Biden and former President Trump. According to CNN, Shanahan's appointment should help Kennedy get on the ballot. Many states don't allow presidential candidates on the ballot until they have a running mate. Ready, steady, go. More than 200 restaurant servers speedwalked through the streets of Paris on Sunday to showcase the city's culinary culture ahead of this year's Summer Olympic Games. The race was part of a century-old tradition in which waiters and waitresses traverse a 1.2-mile loop beginning and ending at City Hall, all while carrying a tray with a croissant, a full glass of water, and an empty coffee cup. According to NPR, waiters wear crisp white shirts, black pants, and aprons, and are docked points at the end for any sloshed water, broken dishes, or empty glasses. Only one hand on the tray is allowed. The event's sponsors said the waiters have to slalom with agility, avoid obstacles with a skill worthy of opera dancers, and said it's about speed, but above all, balance. Most finish under 20 minutes, with the winner clocking in a little over 13. Both the male and female champs won a medal, a fancy hotel stay, and two tickets to the Paris Olympics opening ceremony. Still ahead, a sugar rush for the Golden Arches. But first, today's Kid News quiz. What's the name of the famous cherry blossom tree in D.C. that will soon be cut down? Stumpy. How many points has Caitlin Clark scored to earn the record for most points in a single D1 season? (1,113). What is the name of RFK's running mate? Nicole Shanahan. What city held a race for waiters? Paris. In today's Kid News Kicker, washing down a burger with a donut may not be the meal you imagined, but the world's largest fast food chain is betting its new partnership will have you heading toward the Golden Arches. McDonald's has announced a new pilot program to sell Krispy Kreme donuts at its Mickey D locations starting later this year. Three flavors will be offered: original glazed, chocolate iced with sprinkles, and chocolate iced with cream filling. While the donuts will be available all day, the move is designed to attract more breakfast goers. Wendy's and Cinnabon recently teamed up to do the same. Before we go, shout outs to our Kid News classrooms: Mrs. Schoenig's Lynx at Lynn Haven School in San Jose, California; Mrs. Baker's Timberwolves at Midland Middle School in Sparland, Illinois; and Dr. Newman's Tigers at New Richmond High School in New Richmond, Wisconsin. Thanks for listening. Please rate, review, subscribe, and share Kid News with all your friends and family. And we'll see you back here for more Kid News tomorrow morning.